Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. When the Atomic Energy Commission wanted uranium in the late 1940s, its guarantee to purchase whatever could be found set off a major mineral rush on the Colorado Plateau. One of the men who came exploring was Texas geologist Charlie Steen, who moved his family to the area twice in his hunt for uranium. Finding no luck the first time, the Steens left before returning in the spring of 1952 to give it one more try. Steen recalled that, "We arrived looking like the grapes of wrath, but we were in fine spirits and full of hope. We rented a tar paper shack for $15 a month, scavenged railroad coal to heat it, and our first night there, my wife came down with pneumonia." That summer, Steen found a deposit of high-grade uranium just south of Moab. The discovery drew people from all over the country and world. Geologists, prospectors, miners, as well as businesses supplying the boom, all hoped to strike it rich. The town of Moab was transformed by the influx. Resident Billy Provancha recalls, "I would wake up in the morning and look out the window. It was nothing to have a car or two parked at the curb and people sleeping in bedrolls thrown on the lawn. People lived in tents, dugouts, and converted chicken coops. But housing wasn't the only issue." Elementary school teacher Clara Copley Schaefer remembers that, "Every time I turned around, I would get a new kid. I started out with 25 students and ended up with 40. There weren't supplies, we ran out of desks, we were just making do." Nurse Fern Mullen recalls the day when the hospital delivered 30 babies. New schools, a hospital, and a library were all built between 1955 and 1957. In the decade 1950 to 1960, Moab saw a population growth of 267%. Many moved on after the market slowed, but tiny Moab had been permanently transformed. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by the Museum of Moab. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank.